Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Barbara Friedberg. She is the author of a couple of new books, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, also Invest and Beat the Pros. Barbara, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Okay, well, you can find my books on Amazon. Just search Barbara A. Friedberg, and they will come up. And you can find me online at BarbaraFriedbergPersonalFinance.com. As well as Robo Advisor Pros. For those of you that are looking for a little technology and investing all rolled into one.
Say that last one again.
Robo Advisor Pros.
Okay, and Friedberg is I before E.
You got it.
Okay, Barbara, thank you for that. And so we're talking, folks, about this article that Barbara wrote, What Donald Trump's Tax Plan Could Mean for Your Wallet. And that's available where?
Well, it's actually not published yet, but it will be published on GoBankingRates.com.
And so, folks, you're getting it here, as we often do. You're getting stuff before anybody else because you know me. Barbara, thank you for that. We appreciate
you're
it.
You're absolutely
as
right.
As I tell my audience, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best.
That's correct.
So we're talking about jobs, and here's, to me, the job situation is one of the one of the fallacy issues that we have in our discussion, our economic debate these days, because everybody wants jobs. Everybody says we need to create more jobs. But do you know there may be 4 million good-paying assignments going unfilled right now because they can't find qualified people?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. And I know this is a crazy example, but look, if you were a blacksmith back in the 1900s, 1800s, and you were sitting around waiting for more of those blacksmith jobs to come back, you would be waiting a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of people in older industries are facing. And they've got to wake up to the fact that the job you used to do may not be coming back. You better retrain for
something else.
And
it's even worse because in those days, the blacksmith just went to the factory and his skills were pretty much used the same way. These days, there's a quantum gap between somebody who used to work on an assembly line and somebody who works behind a desk operating a mouse.
Absolutely.
If we're going to get people retrained, we're going to put these people back to work. We have to do that. I mean, to me, that's where the government can help. And I haven't heard any candidate in 16 years talk about that issue. And I feel like that's a huge mistake.
Well, and I want to put a shout out for not going to college, too, because I think, look, college is great, but it's not for everyone.
Especially liberal art colleges, right? Nothing wrong with them, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you might be a technical college or something.
Exactly. Or a work program where you go to school for 6, 9, 12 months and you get a skill. It's less expensive.
And make a pretty darn good income, too.
Yes, absolutely, and it retrains you for jobs that are in need today.
Auto mechanics in car dealerships make a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely.
Air conditioning experts and when they find a good company, they make a lot of money.
You got plumbers? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You got plumbers making $100,000 a year.
That's the old story about the plumber who was at the lawyer's office and the lawyer said, how much does a plumber make these days? He told him, he said, man, that's more than I make as an attorney. He said, and the plumber said, yeah, that's more than I made when I was an attorney.
It's not far from the truth, though, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of great jobs out there that you don't need that 4-year college degree for.
But this is a national conversation that we need. This is where leadership out of Washington could help us. Somebody, and I hope Donald Trump does this, I hope he says, folks, we have a systemic problem in America. We've got a bunch of people who aren't qualified for 21st century jobs. Here's a program. And I think this is a safety net type program that I think, as a fiscal conservative, I could get behind. Here's what we're going to do, and it needs to work, not be bloated with bureaucracy.
Absolutely, yes. This is one area, Jim, where you and I are in very much in agreement.
Yeah. We actually agree on many things.
Well, we do.
It's kind of scary, I know. I need your website again, Barbara.
Okay, Barbara Friedberg, personalfinance.com is number one. And number two is Robo Advisor Pros.
Hey, Barbara, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. It was so much fun.
Always
now
fun.
Now I
got
to get
you
to work.
Barbara Friedberg, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget her books, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery, and also Invest and Beat the Pros. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.